This goes to Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Margot House, H-O-U-S-E, date of birth 9/7/1943. Dear Miss Preston, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. House with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and history of secondary hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was December 11th of 2023. She has been very active and has not been eating as much as usual, and her weight is down 4 pounds over the last 6 months. She's very glad she's able to lose weight slowly and naturally. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. No problems urinating. No cloudiness or blood noted, and no edema. Medications, I want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily and Norvasc 5 milligram twice a day. Also, potassium chloride is 10 mil equivalent once a day with the hydrochlorothiazide. And she's started vitamin B6, 50 milligram once daily, in addition to vitamin D, aspirin, low dose, vitamin B12 daily. Also, Lipitor is 80 milligram daily at bedtime. Physical exam, weight 174 pounds, pulse 70, blood pressure 128 over 54. Her neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent labs were done 6/4/2024. Creatinine is improved at 1.21, estimated GFR is 45, albumin 3.8, calcium 9.8, sodium 136, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 29, phosphorus is 3.7, intact parathyroid hormone 130.2, that is down from 190.4, so that's improving, and calcium level is stable. Hemoglobin is 13.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels, no progression of disease. We will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal, no medication changes are necessary. And 3, secondary hyperparathyroidism with normal calcium levels and improving intact parathyroid hormone levels. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.